You're listening to the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.
The 13th chapter of Yevamot begins with a discussion about the right of a young girl, a minor, someone who's not reached the age of majority, if she's been married off by her mother or by one of her brothers, to refuse to go ahead with the marriage. She can exercise the right of refusal. She only needs to make this declaration in front of two or perhaps three witnesses, three if we need a bet din. It doesn't need an expert bet din. She doesn't even need to tell the husband. The rabbis take a little bit of psychological pressure off her by saying that she can just make the declaration to the witnesses and the husband is bound by it. And the Mishnah is going to explain, as we go through the rest of this chapter, that her status after she's made this refusal is completely different from the status of a woman who is divorced. And before we jump into the Mishnah, there's one more verse that we need to know. It's from Devarim, from Deuteronomy, chapter 24. And it's about someone who is divorced twice. Ki kach ish isha uvala v'haya im lo timsachen be'enav ki masava ervat davar v'kasav la sefer kritut. Someone's taken a wife and married her, and he doesn't like her anymore, and he writes her a bill of divorce. And then she goes out of his house, and she marries someone else, v'haytali ish acher. And she's divorced from this person as well. And the Torah says here in Devarim, it's chapter 22, Lo yuchal ba'ala harishon asher shircha lashuv lekarta liot lo le'isha. The original husband, the first husband who divorced her, can't take her back. In normal circumstances, if he's divorced his wife, he can take her back. But if he's divorced her and then she's married somebody else, and become divorced again, at that point, he can't take her back. And intuitively, we feel it's a little bit like, I guess, wife swapping. If someone is, you know, divorced and married to X, and then divorced by X and comes back to marry the first husband again. Perhaps that's the reason. But anyway, it's a halacha in Devarim. And we're going to see how this plays out in the particular case of someone who isn't divorced, but who exercises a right of refusal. And the Mishnah begins. We're in the third now Mishnah of the 13th chapter. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Kol agvar shehi mina ish keilu hi ishto. In the case of any akvar, any hindrance from the husband. And the language of the Mishnah is obscure here, and people argue about what it means, but I'm following an interpretation that is found in the Gemara, and it situates this Mishnah with the one which follows. So we'll see in a minute why this interpretation makes sense. And this considers the hindrance to be the hindrance to a marriage. So, for example, a hindrance that comes from a husband, well, that's a bill of divorce. That's a get. If he gives her a get, she's not married anymore. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying, if a man gives a woman a get, she is considered to have been his wife. In other words, the existence of the get, the bill of divorce, implies that previously she was married. V'chol, and the Mishnah continues, V'chol akvar she'eina mina ish, ki'ilu eina ishto. And if the hindrance does not come from the husband, well, what kind of hindrance is that? Well, maybe that's the girl who exercises her right of refusal. So in this case, she's exercised her agency. He hasn't. She's exercised her agency. That's an agva she'eina mina ish. That's the hindrance that doesn't come from the husband, comes from the wife. Ke'ilu eina ishto. She is not considered to be his wife. In other words, in this peculiar situation where the underage girl exercises her right of refusal, it is not that she's divorced or she's separated from this husband. It is as if she had never been married to him at all, as if the marriage is annulled. And the legal root of that is that from a, if you like, Torah point of view, the, you know, this is a right that she can exercise when her mother or her brothers marry her off underage. And from a Torah point of view, well, you know, this marriage doesn't have a completely firm foundation anyway. The mother and the brothers don't have the full right to marry off their sister when she's underage. So, and because it's not fully rooted, it can be dissolved by her refusal, and then it is as if she was never married. Let's look at the next Mishnah, and we'll see the implications of this rule. Ha mama'enet ba'ish, a minor, a young girl who makes a declaration of refusal, who exercises her agency in this way, who says, I don't want to be married to this man. Hu mutar bikrovotei. He can marry her relatives. Vehi muteret bikrovav, and she can marry one of his relatives. Velof salamina kuna, and she's not disqualified from marrying a priest. In other words, she's not considered a divorced woman in any way. By exercising this right of refusal, she's cancelling out the marriage. She's not getting a divorce. So normally speaking, if you divorced your wife, you can't marry her relatives. And she can't marry your relatives. And we've talked about this before in the Mishnah of Yevamot. We can see kind of very good reasons for this. You can't divorce your wife and then marry your wife's sister. You can see the kind of temptations that would arise. And the Torah absolutely and specifically doesn't allow that. But that's in the case of divorce. In the case of refusal, it's different. Now, if there were a divorce, of course, all these restrictions still apply. And the Mishnah continues, Natan laget hu asur bikrovoteha. Just in case you had forgotten the halacha, the Mishnah reminds us, if he gave her a get, he's forbidden to marry her relatives. Vehi asura bikrovav, and she's forbidden to marry his relatives. Ufsalamina kunan, she's now a divorced woman, so she can't marry a priest. All this happens if he gives her a get. What if he remarries? Natan la get vehechsira. Maybe he gave her a get, and then he remarried her. Well, that's okay. You can remarry someone you've divorced from. And then she refuses. Then she exercises her agency. Me'ana vo. She refuses. She gets out. Venisait la'acher. And then she gets married to another person. So rather than getting divorced and then marrying another man, she gets divorced. She goes back to the husband. She refuses. And then she gets married to another man. So the Mishnah continues. Ve'nit aramola or nit garsha. So at that point, maybe she got some widowed or divorced again. Muteret lachzorlo. She can go back to the first husband. She can go back to the first husband because the last act wasn't an act of divorce. The last act was an act of refusal. And we've said the act of refusal doesn't make the woman like a divorced woman, even though it followed. Even though it followed an act of divorce, even though the act of divorce came first. And the Mishnah is going to give us the general principle, but it's going to give us the opposite example first. What if she refused him and then went back to him? So she refused him, but then they came back together again. And afterwards, he gave her a get. Natan la get. He gave her a get afterwards. Then he said la acher, and she married somebody else. And now, nit armola or nit garasha, so she becomes widowed or divorced again. Asura lachzoro. In this situation where she refused first, came back and then got a get, she cannot return to him after the second marriage. Just as we learned in Devarim. Zehakla. This is the general principle. The Mishnah continues. Get achar miun asura lachzoro. If she's got a get after the refusal, She can't go back. Me'un achar get, muteret lachzor lo. Refusal after a get, she's permitted to go back to him, even if she's married somebody else in the meantime. And the Mishnah is going to drive it home with one more of these wild, wild examples. Ha muma enet ba'ish v'niseit l'acher. Someone made a declaration of refusal against a man, so she refuses him. Then she marries another person. V'gersha, and he divorces her. So she's refused. She's remarried. Now she's got a get. She's divorced. Now she really is divorced. La'acher, she marries somebody else. U'me'anavo, and now she refuses. So now she's refused, divorced, refused. La'acher, she goes with somebody else. V'gersha, and he divorces her. So now she's refused, divorced, refused, divorced. La'acher. And then she finally refuses the last time. So she's now refused three times and been divorced twice. Kol she'atzat mimena baget asura lachzoro. The two men that she left with the bill of divorce, with the get, she cannot return to, because she's got married to somebody else in between. Bameun muteret lachzoro. But those she left because of refusal, she can return to. And the principle we're learning is that if a woman terminates a marriage because of her own agency, in this peculiar situation where she's underage and she exercises her right of refusal, if she terminates a marriage on those grounds, it's as if she was never married. None of the post-divorce restrictions apply to her. If, on the other hand, she's divorced with a bill of divorce, she just becomes like any other divorced woman.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Daily Mishnah Podcast with Benedict.